Titusville real estate broker Ron Lakin is frustrated with the state of the industry on the Space Coast.
The market is very unique.
He's not in the best of moods. He just came from closing a home sale, but he had to settle for a bargain basement price. It's not an unusual tale for Florida realtors these days, but Lakin says things are especially tough here because of all the space workers leaving town.
We're having people come in pretty much weekly saying that they have lost their jobs, they've been pink slipped, they're relocating either to Texas or Georgia, South Carolina.
So far, over 4,000 space workers have seen their last day on the shuttle program. And local employment analysts say for every one of them out of a job, more than two jobs are cut from the businesses where that worker would have spent money. Among those businesses are some of the independent charter fishing outfits lining the shores of Cape Canaveral. Craig Schaefer captains the boat Orlando Princess.
We've had a very successful business until probably last 2 years, you know, with the shuttle ending.
The shuttle program layoffs are expected to subtract about $600 million in wages from the local economy. So the space workers that accounted for a big chunk of Schaefer's business haven't been around much lately. Many have moved for new jobs, or they just can't afford a regular fishing trip anymore. The other part of Schaefer's clientele is made up of tourists coming to watch a launch, and they're still around. In fact, on launch day, his boat is packed.
Lately, we've seen a lot more business with it, a lot more people wanting to go up offshore and watch the show go up.
But one more launch, and the tourists are gone, too. After that, Schaefer's just not sure how much longer he can keep his business running. Many restaurants that have been dependent on the shuttle are also bracing for a slowdown. It's the end of the lunch rush at Dixie Crossroads. The popular beach-themed seafood restaurant has nearly 500 seats and an equally ample sense of humor. Cartoonish statues of shrimp the size of grown men stand smiling at the front door. Laura Lee Thompson is the second generation of her family to own the place. She says NASA's always been a part of her life, both personally.
I grew up with the space program. It and I are the same age.
And professionally.
Oh, we get a huge amount of business off the launches. Absolutely. We'll miss the space shuttle, there's no question.
But her restaurant is an institution in Brevard County, and she's confident it'll survive comfortably until the next NASA space vehicle is ready to go. After all, Dixie Crossroads was here before the shuttle. Thompson remembers the Apollo program's Saturn V rocket and its dramatic launch.
Lots more flames and smoke and fire and noise and vibration. They would break windows here in Titusville. The shuttle's wimpy sounding compared to the Saturn V.
She's certain the tourists will come back if NASA's new project offers a similar spectacle. In the meantime, she's optimistic that the area's other amenities, like beaches, wildlife, and history, will keep the tourists coming back until the next manned spacecraft gets off the ground. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.